Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos. Here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. In today's show, we're going to go through a really quick rundown of all the new sets that are coming out in April of 2022. If you're new to the channel, our channel is about Lego news and also investing and reselling news. That has to do specifically with Lego. But I'm a huge Lego fan, if you can't tell behind me, so I always put my fandom spin on it and my reselling spin on it as well. But let's get right into it. I also have this list out on my website at brickflips.com. But let's get right into the first one. So the first set that's up is set number 40525, which is the Marvel Endgame Battle. Now, this is actually one of those blister packs, and this is a really, well, I like these little blister packs because they kind of fly under the radar as far as Lego investing. They're also really cool to add if you're building your own mocks and you don't want to buy a particular set. These are great to get some minifigures in it. So then the next one, we're still going to stick in the Marvel world. We're going right into Spider-Man. This is the new Spider-Man set of 76219. This set has 296 pieces. And it features the Green Goblin, which, you know, I don't know. I have to look and see how many other sets feature the Green Goblin. But they do put them in a mech, which these are really popular now with a lot of kids. So the next set we're going to get into is set number 76202, which is the Wolverine mech armor. It's great to have this set come in and featuring Wolverine. I really love Wolverine myself. It's a really colorful piece in here. Great. These are, like I said, these mech sets are good if you want to get particular characters and minifigures while getting a large set. So the next mech armor that we're going to look at is Iron Man, which is set number 76203. And this checks in at 131 pieces as well. I do like the minifigure in this one. It's got a little different feature of plating on here. And I don't know how many sets this is actually going to be in this particular minifigure, but it is a pretty cool set that I would definitely imagine would be very popular with Iron Man fans. All right, the last mech set is set number 76204, and this is the Black Panther mech armor set. I really like this one because it's really colorful. It's purple and black. Those are one of my favorite colors. It is really fitting for the King of Wakanda. All right, the next set, we're still sticking with Marvel. These are with the brick sketches. They're both going to release on April 1st as well. We get two iconic figures in the Marvel world. First one is Iron Man, which is set number 40535. So the next one too that is also coming out April 1st is set number 40536, which is the Miles Morales one. This is a cool one too as well. I mean, I think that they should have done a Spider-Man, but you know, again, this is something different, but still a really good one. I would definitely like have this one hanging up somewhere on display if I was a big fan. All right, I saved the best for last for April 1st set that's coming out, and I think a lot of people are really interested in. This is the Back to the Future Time Machine, and this is a really iconic DeLorean that everybody knows if you grew up in the 80s, 90s, and you watch these movies. Even afterwards, my kids have watched this as well. But I'm really looking forward to this. I'm going to be checking. I never go on too early for Lego things. I just kind of let it pan out, and I usually get a set later on. But I think I'm actually going to log on midnight on April 1st just for this particular set. You can display it as all three movies. So the first one, obviously, is when he had the pole and the electric scene. And then the futuristic one in Back to the Future number 2, where the tires and he just flew in the air. And then on the third one, when he was on the railroad and they had the tires just for the railroad. I think Lego did a really good job with kind of presenting it for all three different movies, and I believe this is going to be really popular. All right, so now we're going to get into the Jurassic World sets, and these sets are all coming out April 17th. So the first one we're going to start off with is Duplo set. It's set number 10938, and it features 27 pieces, and it has, this is really geared towards the little ones here. So it's for 2+. The next one we're going to go on to is set number 76944. It does have a really cool T-Rex in this, going after sets for the minifigures. This one you might want to take a look at. All right, the next set that we're going to go over is 76945, which is the Atrociraptor Dinosaur Bike Chase. I hope I said that right. All these dinosaur ones are probably going to be a little bit difficult to pronounce. But this one has three minifigures, and of course it has a Atrociraptor dinosaur in it. So this is definitely one that I would have on your radar if you're looking to collect. The next Jurassic World set is set number 76946. It is the Blue and Beta Velociraptor Capture. This is a really cool set because it has two different Velociraptors. It has a little mini baby one, and it has like a little bit bigger one. And it also has two other minifigures in it as well. And it features a truck and it looks like a bike as well. All right, the next set is 76947. And I'm really going to butcher this name up, but it says the Quetzalcoatlus Plane Ambush. Probably saying that wrong, but anyways, it has four minifigures in it if you're including the dinosaur, which is really cool because this one's a flying one. I'd have to look and see if there's any other flying ones, but I don't remember seeing one that this particular version of it. Of course, it has the plane that is used in the movie that's coming out later this year. The next set is the T-Rex and Atrociraptor Dinosaur Breakout. It always seems that they have all these breakout sets, which is kind of funny because that's really the whole crux of the Jurassic World movies, is they're always breaking out of something. But so this one is really no different than some of the other ones, but the classic scenes that you always want to see in there, the dinosaurs escaping and all the people running around. This is really cool because you get the Atrociraptor as well as a T-Rex in the set. The price of this is going for $79.99 for MSRP. This one is really cool. If you're collecting this, I can see this one being highly investable because a lot of these are new dinosaur characters. So all of these different sets, if you're looking for collectability as far as investing, those are the things that you want to look for, is the minifigures, and those things really appreciate really well down the road. All right, the last three sets. The first one is 76950, and this is the Triceratops Pickup Truck Ambush. This set's it's a little bit smaller set, but it does have a Triceratops, and it has four other minifigures in it, along with two different vehicles. So I like this one because it's a little different, but the colorful Triceratops is really unique. Those are the things that I always look for with the Jurassic World, again, is the minifigures, and this one doesn't disappoint. The next set is 76951, and it's the Pyroraptor and the Dilophosaurus Transport. So you get both of those minifigures, and you also get three other minifigure characters that are in the movie. All right, the last set of the Jurassic World is T-Rex Breakout, which is 76956. It checks in at over 1,200 pieces, with 1,212 pieces. It has four minifigures, I should say. The T-Rex is actually a build-out, which you haven't really seen too many of those. I'd have to look and see if there's what other sets have a build-out of a dinosaur in it, specific for Jurassic World or Jurassic Park. But this is a really unique one because it's kind of a display piece as well. And I think that this is really going to be a hit with a lot of fans of the Jurassic World. As far as I know, this is only on Lego.com and on Target, so you can find it at either retailer. But I don't really see this one staying on the shelves. This is definitely one that I would want to pick up for an investment, and just for the iconic scene of it, and as well as the different characters and the minifigures. All right, the next sets that are coming out are based off of the Buzz Lightyear movie that's coming out later this year. All these three sets release on April 24th. The first set is 76830, and it has 87 pieces. This one's geared more for the little ones, so this is sort of like a Duplo set where it's just a lot of bigger pieces, but it really looks cool. It's a pretty cool scene that they have on the box art. And the other set is Zerg Battle, which is set number 76831. It has three different minifigures in it, if you want to count the cat in the movie. And it also has the Zerg as well. All right, the last set is 76832. It is the XL-15 spaceship. This is a really cool set, I believe, because I like the spaceships, and it kind of goes after a little bit of the Star Wars feel to it with the actual plaque that they give you included with it. I really just like this one because it really has some more detailed features than some of the other two that you have. So this one might be a little bit more for the adult as far as collectability. All right, now we're switching gears. We're going back to the Marvel world, and this is set number 76208. It is the Goat Boat, which features Thor, and this is also for one of the movies that's coming up this year in 2022. And the box art is really cool. I love, from Love and Thunder, so really has a really cool feel to it as far as the box art itself. All right, so we're going to switch right over to Star Wars. And these are all three of these sets are going to be released on April 26th. They're different, kind of different theme for the Star Wars world, where they're these diorama. The first one is 75329, and that's the Trench Run diorama. Features the iconic scene of Luke flying through the Death Star in his X-Wing with a couple of TIE fighters in pursuit. So the second one in this is the Jedi Training diorama, which features Luke doing his training with Yoda on Dagobah, which is set number 75330. You know, I'm not really too crazy about this one, but I do like it. I do like how they have the X-Wing kind of sticking out of the swamp there. And the last set that we have is the Death Star Trash Compactor diorama, which is set number 75339. This is a cool set if you kind of missed out on the Celebration Star Wars. I think these are really targeted for the adults, collectors, and anybody that's Star Wars. So of course I'm going to get all of these for my collection. So my two picks for this whole round as far as investing in the long run, and this is something that I would wait to do until these are closer to retirement, of course, but the two sets that I would pick is the Endgame Battle minifigures, and I would pick the Back to the Future DeLorean. I mean, can't go wrong with that one. Well, hope you guys found that helpful. So if you could, please give us a huge like on this video. Also, subscribe to our channel down below. Take a look at our website at brickflips.com. And also take a listen to our podcast at brickflips.com/podcast. Well, I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.